Would you call him a
snack jacket? Okay. We would call him.
What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Side meat.
And what do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog drill and hog's head?
No, we always call it hash. Well, people got different names for it.
Okay. But this is made from hog oil and hog's head, and you press it.
Yeah, you press it.
What do you call the hog thing in the middle of a cherry?
I see!
Is that what you call it? And what do you call the hard thing in the middle of a peach? What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed? A peach whose meat sticks, you know, there are two kinds. Some, it comes loose easily.
We call them open stones.
Okay.
I don't know, but I think they call them. I know anything that way, but it won't come to me hardly.
Well, now, what about the kind that sticks? Can you think of that one? Open stone comes loose easily. How about the kind that sticks?
Well, now, about all the neat stones, I don't know the name of them. I know what they are, but...
Okay.
But I don't know what the name of the peach is.
Well, now, have you heard people call these cling stones or plum stones or cling peaches or pressed peaches? Any of those? What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled? And what do you call beans that do have to be shelled? What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten? What do you call corn that's shucked and cooked and eat it with your hands? What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
More kinds of animals. Like a little old ground squirrel that looks like a lot like a squirrel, and it ain't near as big.
Well, now, is this one of the little sort of reddish things with a little stripe?
Yeah, streaky.
Well, now, what's another animal that has a stripe on its back, except it has a white stripe down its back and it's black, and it smells?
That's a skunk. Boy, I don't want nothing to do with them.
Do you have skunks around here?
They run around sometimes.
Have you ever had any trouble with one?
I don't want to.
I found
one time steel trap in the creek. I don't ever want to get that thing around me. That'd be a long pole. I don't get that door in yonder. I'd rather set the trap and put it in it. I have a big pole, and I finally kept on lying down to discourage.